State Representative Ellen Kogan Lipton. She is the Democratic Vice Chair of the School Aid Appropriations Committee. State Representative, how are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I know that you're in the middle of a breakfast and you ducked out, and thanks so much for taking some time with us.
My pleasure.
Tell us about what you thought was budgeted by the governor and released yesterday for education.
Well, I was extremely disappointed is an understatement. We have been calling for the full and total repayment of the amount of money that was taken from the school aid fund last budget cycle, nearly $400 million that was diverted out of our K-12 educational system from the school aid fund to pay for other components of the budget. And this budget does not restore that funding fully and completely, and in my opinion, because of that, it's a failure on school aid.
Okay, well, you are getting a bump. It's only 1%, and I have heard dialogue that more money will be going towards education as the situation with the budget improves. How would you respond to that?
Well, but a bump isn't enough. You know, I mean, you cannot, in my opinion, slash $470 per pupil funding, create massive, you know, I mean, we heard from parents and students all across the state crying out, you know, please do not do this. I held town hall meetings across the state before the last budget cycle to bring those voices to the table. And the people that would be affected, the students, the parents, families, and, you know, we heard loud and clear, do not make these cuts. You know, if this is our priority, children, education, our future, these will be devastating. The cuts were made, and now we're hearing from these same people, the cuts are devastating. This is what it's doing to us. And so to me, to come back and say, okay, we're going to restore a fraction of what was taken, and you should be happy about that. Well, you know, in my mind, I'm not happy, and the people across the state, they shouldn't be happy either.
So from your perspective, this budget turns its back on education?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Until we see a full and complete restoration of those dollars that were raided from the school aid fund, it is not acceptable, and in my mind, it fails on education, fails on our children, 100%.
All right. Well, where can we find the funding you're looking for? From your perspective, how much more money should be put into education? Should it be restored to the pre-Rick Snyder term?
Yes, and then some. This is what I'm proposing, and we can do this. You know, right now, if you look at when people went to the ballot and requested, you know, as per proposal, a dedicated stream of funding for school aid, and that's what happened, a stable source of funding. You have got to, you know, go back to a budget that does not commingle K-12, higher ed, community colleges. You have to go back to a school aid fund that is protected, as people believe that would be the case when Prop A was passed. That's number one. And number two, we have to. And other states have done this. We have to take a critical look at what is the true cost of educating a student in this state. Right now, we're operating in a black box. I mean, our foundation allowance was I'm not going to say picked out of a hat, but it was basically based on the amount of money that was available at the time, divided by the number of students, and now we have our new base foundation allowance. There was no data that went into You know, what is the true cost of educating a student in this state? Pennsylvania did such a study in 2007. We could and get a snapshot right now of what the true cost is so that we are not operating in a black box. Are we fully funding education? If we're not, how do we get there? You know, if we're overfunding, I don't think that's the case, but, you know, we don't know what that number is. We could find it out, and other states have done that, and I've called for this administration to do that. And so we stopped this, you know, we're operating now from a position of cutting indiscriminately without really knowing what the true cost of educating our children really is.
It sounds like you're saying that money is the key to educating our students and more efficiently, and we have heard the governor and people from his administration say that we need to be more efficient in how we spend the money that we have and be more dedicated to teaching our teachers and make sure that the way we're teaching our kids is a focal point too.
Yes, yes. I mean, but there's two sides to that, right? I mean, you hit the nail on the head. If you believe that excellent teachers, an excellent curriculum, you know, a safe and sound environment are things that you want and believe to be the most efficient way, and there's a lot of research that points to all of these things, you know, as a component of an excellent education. There are costs associated with each of those things.
Let's
identify what those values are, find out what the costs associated, and begin to have a real debate on what is the true cost of educating the children in our state. It can be done.
Well, in listening to folks from the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan, as well as the MEA and other educators, money seems to be a critical component of teaching our kids better. This morning I had Misha Bashir, who's the superintendent of Inkster Public Schools, on the program, and Inkster's Baylor Woodson Elementary School won the Dispelling the Myth Award. They increased test scores, the kids are learning, they're doing better, and not once during our conversation did the superintendent say we needed more money or money was the problem.
It may not be. It may not be, but when you are operating from an amount of money as your foundation allowance that was not based on anything other than, well, this is what we have, and we're going to divide it by the number of students we have, and now we're going to come out with a dollar amount, and you've been operating from that for, you know, some 15 or so years without ever having a look at what other states have done to find out what is it that we want to achieve, and what are the costs associated with achieving those goals? And now we have a benchmark that we're either going to work toward or back off from. I mean, like I said, when you undergo such a costing out analysis, you're not necessarily saying I'm underfunding education, although many states determine that to be the case. You may find that you are overfunding. Like I said, I doubt that to be the case in Michigan, but it could happen. What the fear is, I'm not exactly sure. But in my mind, having that kind of information is critical in laying out a roadmap to success.
All right, State Representative Ellen Kogan Lipton is with us. So last question for you, State Rep. And that is, everyone I've talked to, when we talk about education on this program, almost on a daily basis, everyone to the person I've talked to said that we need more funding for pre-K, that it's critical in the education process. I asked State Budget Director John Nixon about that this morning. He said that more funding is going to be diverted for that. What's your perspective on this?
Pre-K, early childhood education, and a costing out study that states have done have looked at that as well, because again, at each stage in a child's development, the way you educate them most efficiently changes over time, right? I mean, how you educate and enrich 0 to, say, 5 is maybe very different than the way you look at a, 12 to 18-year-old. So looking at First identifying that as a place where you want to direct your resources is critical. We're there. But knowing, number one, what those best practices are, so that the money is spent efficiently, and also some sense of what the cost associated with achieving those results is also very important. Again, so you're not sort of operating in a black box. That's the key component. We're there in terms of identifying the need to use resources in that way. I'm not sure we're at all close to identifying the costs associated with achieving the results that we want.
State Representative Ellen Lipton is the Democratic Vice Chair of the School Aid Appropriations Subcommittee. Fascinating stuff, State
it really
Representative.
Is.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.